Hello.
Hey there, Don, how's it going?
Good.
Don, this is Tom. Tom, this is Mark.
Hey,
Thomas Mark, we were speaking about your website.
Sorry. Yes, now I remember.
Yeah, sir. So sorry to disturb you, sir. You said that you'll get back to me last weekend, but today's Thursday. So is there anything, do you have any concerns in mind which is holding you back at this moment so I can help you out?
Yeah, we're just not ready to pull the trigger. We're not. We've got a lot of stuff going on and haven't really had time to even think about it.
Okay.
We're
Well, if
still
it's
working through the process, right? So, and we're getting to the point now where it'll probably not be until the new year because we can't afford to take the website down that's there until, after the holiday season. So.
Well, what I'm saying is, what I can do for you, we can definitely negotiate on the price that I quoted you earlier. First. Second, if you have a deadline to work on, so we can re-live your website definitely before the end of December, for sure. So you
For
guys,
when?
of
No,
course.
I need to get through the. We just because it's not just about getting the website up. It's about converting all of the products and doing all the. It's just a back office nightmare until after the holiday season, and then in January we're starting to start the year over with a new e-commerce focused strategy. So maybe when we get to December, and we will look at getting something going to start the, new year. But my likely idea right now is just because I have too much on my plate. My wife's running the store through the holiday seasons. I'm starting a new business and something else. We're just not ready to make the call to go forth and get a new website design and everything else.
Okay. Well, also, I can expedite the process for you, and I can finish off this project within this month as well. If you really want that to happen.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's not the website. It's not the problem. It's getting, like I said, I've just been slammed with, I have three, basically four jobs right now. So I've
Oh
been a
my
little
God.
bit busy. So I'm not exactly in the position to make a decision on that. So,
Sure.
I was out of town all last week, and things have been going a little bit crazy this week with some other stuff getting caught up after I was out of town. So,
And what does your
it's not a pressing issue. It's not holding back sales. It's not anything that's absolutely important. It was a nice to have, and we're not in the position to pull the trigger yet, right? So, still got to sort of make the decisions on if it's even something we want to invest in and take the time to do. So, yeah, I was basically on your guys' website looking at options. So,
Yeah.
you can
And
put
if
me on the
you're
list to call me back in a couple of months and ask, and maybe I'll have a better timeline for you then.
Oh yeah, that would be okay, and I appreciate you telling me
Okay.
this. And the second is, it was your wife's project, right?
Yeah, it's for my wife's store, right?
It's
But
store.
I manage the back office operations for it. It's a boutique, right, that we run out of our
Yeah,
house.
yeah.
So we're looking to try and offload some of the product to the website, right? And there are things that Shopify offer, and I just have not had the time to figure out whether or not, I want to build a website myself or leverage a company like you guys to do it. And we just haven't had the time to sit down and talk. And then we're now into the busy season, which
Yeah,
means,
exactly.
that
That is
I
what
just,
I wanted to do for you. I was about
yeah.
to. I discussed this with my team as well, and they were like, "Yeah, we can take care of this project dedicatedly, not as a project, so they can focus on this project for you." And you can just let them know what exactly the things that you need, and they will take care of that for you. That is how you guys
All
will
right,
save
so,
time.
right. No, I don't disagree with that, which is why I even bothered calling you, because it's certainly not something I want to spend time on. But I do need to sit down with her and understand exactly what she wants before I start asking you guys to code and develop a web page that may or may not be what she wants. So she sort of needs to understand. And maybe we can do that in the next couple of weeks. I might be able to ask her if she has some time to think about it, right? But like I said, she's in the middle of her busy season before the holidays start, and she doesn't have a lot of time to think about this kind of stuff. Where she will in in January, because January's slow, and it's one of those time frames where it makes sense for us to sit down and think about the right thing to do and how we do this, right, so that she can have her mind on it and we're not doing things twice. What I don't want is to rush to something for no, and then, oh, that's not what I wanted. I want her to be able to sit down and maybe, you know, maybe there's an interview process that you guys can go through with her and sort of figure
make
out
a better,
what exactly she's looking for.
Yeah, and make a better decision, like, so don't make a rush decision on it, because, of course, if you're stepping into some project, like, it's nothing like that that can be finished in hours, so that will take days for sure. So, yeah.
Right. What I don't want is what happened last time is we went to the Square website just because that's what was available because that's the POS we were using, and it took us 8 months to get it up and running because it wasn't done. So, I mean, I'm not opposed to using a company like you guys to help us accelerate the process, right? But we still need to know what the plan is, what the strategy is, what the goal is, how she wants her stuff presented, right? I mean, we got to make sure we're not making it, I hate that, over fancy maybe is the right word to put it, because some of the stuff, you know, I've seen on Shopify is pretty slick, but that's not necessarily the message we're looking to send with the store, right? I don't need it to fake like it's a high-end boutique. So we just have to be careful about how things are presented and what the vision is for the website and how we want to do it, and then also understand how she wants to run her business through the website versus, because there's a couple, I just got to sit down with her. Like I said, it's not.
But like, if we have the project in our hands, so you don't, then you don't, you guys don't need to worry about it. Like, even if it's like marketing, anything.
I want to give you guys the technical stuff, right? But that doesn't mean that you can do the business stuff. So, a website without a good business plan behind it is just a bunch of code that represents on a page, right? It needs to align with what she wants from a marketing standpoint, from how she wants to present the store to the public. So she can then tell you guys, hey, this is the colors I want, or this is how I want the website to look, and these are the things I want highlighted on the front.
True.
So we just figure out how we market it correctly, right? So,
true.
And what I don't want to do is go out and have you guys create a fancy, super slick website, because I'm assuming you can do that, and then all of a sudden it, like, totally changes the sort of the mood of what she's trying to do, right? It goes from being, a nice little, you know, family-friendly boutique to, you know, a high-end New York front, you know.
No,
not
absolutely.
That's exactly what would happen, but that's what we got to sort of think about, right? Because I don't want to make it so slick it confuses people. So, but that's why we just have to sit down. So what I'll do with her is I'll try in the next couple of weeks to sit down. Maybe we can chat about it. If not, you know, like I said, give me a month, and I have your number. I can get back to you if we want to move faster.
Beautiful.
And then,
maybe
whenever we can do something in December while you guys are working on it.
Yeah, whenever she's
right,
in a good mood, or you can just like talk to her about it and see what she says, then you have my number. You can let me know, hey, Tom, let's do it.
Okay.
And I'll be there.
All right, no problem. All right, thanks.
Perfect. Thanks for your time, Don.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for it.